This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Our topic today, mandatory country of origin labeling with Mike Eby, the board president of the National Dairy Producers Organization, who joins us here today to tell us what NDPO has been doing in regards to the labeling of USA dairy products.
So we've been a supporter of MCOL, mandatory country of origin labeling. Unfortunately, dairy never had country of origin labeling. Beef and chicken and pork had that. But if you remember, in 2015, it was removed out of fear of litigation from other countries. Ever since then, now you have beef producers raising the animals, selling the meat, but the consumers in the store not having access to information as to whether or not that beef is actually from this country. There's many countries that import beef into this country and then is sold in retail. And unfortunately, the consumers are none the wiser as to what they're purchasing. And the price difference, of course, is not reflected because they don't even know the difference between the USA and other countries. So what we would love to do is to, of course, have it be mandatory that the retailers and the distributors would have to let their consumers be aware as to which country it originates. But if that's not going to happen, the National Dairy Producers Organization looks at it as, well, there should be a voluntary label that if a retailer would like to differentiate it on his own. So we provided that through the National Dairy Producers Organization. We've had that available for some time. It is a trademark. If you go to our website, nationaldairyproducersorganization.com, there's a link there that you'll be able to see the actual seal and the trademark and all of the paperwork that goes with that.
You had mentioned an annual meeting coming up by a group where NDPO's own Gary Genske will be a speaker.
Yeah, July 29th here in Kansas City, Gary Genske will be speaking on behalf of this very issue. And it will be at the Organization for Competitive Markets, OCM. It's their annual conference. We're hoping for a good turnout. We would love to see dairy farmers there as well. Gary Genske will be speaking in the afternoon on the 29th on this very topic. And we'll be addressing the issue of this 100% USA trademark. And what we would love to see, since there will be many people in attendance from the retailer side, from the processing side, from the cattle rancher side, we would love to see some kind of an agreement that they would then be able to use this seal amongst themselves to be able to market their meat independently from those that are being sold, you know, through the supply chain currently that is not identified. So it would be one way to differentiate that meat so that the consumer would be aware as to where this is actually coming from. So we're really excited to have Gary Genske come speak, and he'll be able to, of course, speak to the issues of milk being identified with the trademark being made available, and then also our beef trademark that would then make this this opportunity available.
Well, yeah, it makes total sense. I mean, now more than ever, a consumer wants to know where their food's coming from.
It's the easiest concept to tell to the consumer and have them understand and get excited for the mission of the organization. You know, we can talk all day long about other issues that kind of go over their head and they feel as if they have no part in it, nor should they care. But on this issue, they are directly affected and they know it because they see it every day when they go to the grocery store and even maybe question themselves as to where's this product from. You know, we go to stores and purchase clothing or a stroller and you see which country it's made in. It says made in China or made in Taiwan or made in the USA. But with food, specifically beef and pork now, there is no such labeling. And like I said on the outset, dairy never had that labeling.
For consumers, it's an assumption you're having an American-made meal.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. It is an issue that we need to continue to push legislatively. From Montana, Senator Tester is pushing the issue of country of origin labeling. But unfortunately, there's just not enough of support within the Senate or within the House of Representatives. So not to make it a political issue, but that's just the reality.
The reality is everything is a political issue.
That's a very good point.
Well, Mike, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
Mike Eby is the board president of the National Dairy Producers Organization. More details at nationaldairyproducersorganization.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.